Blessings to each of you tonight. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. This is my prayer. I am so grateful and so honored to be on with you for this another prophetic prayer partnership. Well, let's buckle in. Let's settle in. This is going to be a powerful night as we are continuing to evolve in prayer and in the art of intercession. We're believing God that as we begin to call upon the name of the Lord, we shall be saved, but not only us, our household also. The Lord is doing great and mighty things, and we are glad about it. And though the journey may seem rough for many, you must know that you are still on the journey. That is the blessing. That is the miracle, all within itself, that you are being kept, though going through turbulent moments, though going through uncertainties, though maybe going through some casualties, some grievous moments, even, you're still on the journey. The Lord is yet keeping you. And that is the blessing all in itself. I may not be as strong as I'd like to be. I may not be as young as I once was. I may not be as spry as I used to be, but the Lord is yet keeping me on this journey. And I want to share with you, if you are still here, there is still work for you to do. No one is here without a purpose. You're here with a purpose. Keep living your purpose. Keep doing your purpose. Keep walking out your purpose. God has something special for you to accomplish and to complete at every phase of your life. We have been talking in the month of December as we are coming close to the close. That's right. We are close to the close of yet another year, just a week away, in fact. Isn't that amazing? And we have been talking about prioritizing, focusing on what matters the most. Focusing on what matters the most. I want to tell you, and I can admit to you tonight that there are so many times where even I can get so caught up in things that just don't matter. I wish I had some witnesses on this line with me tonight. Yes, things that just don't matter. And I want to give you some tools, some keys tonight of what I believe is going to help us to deal with things that don't matter so that we can focus on the things that do. Oftentimes, the things that matter most are left neglected because we are often distracted by the things that do not matter. If you are currently pursuing or even occupying spaces that do not matter in your life, as hard as it may be, can I suggest this to you? Key number one, drop it. Drop it. Can you say that with me? Drop it. Those two words are key. Those two words are indicative. Those two words are important to what you need to start preparing for as you are leaving one year, one season of your life, one space of your life, and entering into another. If you are locked into something that has been a waste of time, if you have been locked into something that has been depleting you, draining you, pulling from you with no promise to add to you, with no promise to give back to you, with no promise to fuel you in the future, drop it. That is the first thing we must do. The moment you identify that which is wasteful, the moment you identify that which is toxic, drop it. Come on. I need to hear you say it tonight. Come on, conference line. Come on, Zoomers. I need to hear you say it tonight. Drop it. Let it go. That's right. Drop it. Get it out of your hands. Get it out of your care. Get it out of your consciousness. Get it out of your space. Get it out of your mentality. Drop it. From every aspect and every angle you can possibly drop it, drop it. This is not you being indifferent. This is not you acting funny. but you have to end the cycles that have been trying to end you. Well, tonight, I want you to know that your trouble is in trouble because we are identifying the things that have distracted us, the things that have distorted us, the things that have confused us, the things that have confounded us, the things that have bound us, had us bound, the things that have had us incarcerated within certain spaces and then within certain systems. And when we identify it, we are dropping it. This is the day of the eviction. The trouble of your life is now in trouble because you are becoming more conscious, more cognizant, more focused. You are becoming more concise, even more accurate, more acute in your dealings and in your goings. And it is time to drop the thing that adds no value to your life. Drop the thing that always pulls from your life. Drop the thing that always wants to argue with your life. Drop the thing that is always in contention, that is always in confrontation, that is always combative, that is always, praise the name of the Lord, a contradiction to your principles and your values. It is time to drop it. It does not matter. One of the things about manipulation is when manipulation begins to come in, it begins to camouflage itself, creating an illusion, making you to believe that something is more valuable or something is more important than it actually is. I want to tell you and I feel safe enough to say this, you and I have made a huge mistake in time past and even in recent history. We have made a huge mistake depending upon the opinions or the validation and the affirmation from places and people that do not matter. They don't matter as much as we have put the stock into them to matter. No, it does not matter. And I cannot allow it to continue to own a monopoly in my spirit. I cannot allow it to own a monopoly on my mind. I cannot allow it to own a monopoly, to take up real estate, to take up space in my spirit. Today is the day to drop it. It does not matter what they say, what the backlash will be, what the guilt trips will be. It does not matter. What matters is or are the things that matter, the things that matter most, the things that are promising, the things that are prophetic, the things that are organic, the things that matter most, the things that will last, the things that are indestructible, the things that are not easily to deteriorate. These are the things that we should be focused on. It is unfortunate that in so many cases we have watched people mistreat what is best for them, only to entreat themselves to the things that are killing them. It is time for us to drop whatever does not matter, whatever is a waste, whatever is toxic, and it is time for us to pick ourselves up and to reestablish ourselves, to realign ourselves in spaces that matter. There are so many people, and I want to say this to you, there are so many people who will speak negatively about the thing that you actually should be connected to. It is the trick of the enemy. It is entrapment. It is a sign of manipulation. To manipulate your focus, to manipulate your concentration, and to manipulate your ability to make decision. There are things you most certainly should be connected to. There are spaces you most certainly should be walking into, but everyone else around you is trying to discourage it. And here you are putting more stock into their words than the promises of God. The promises of God are yea. That's what matters most, not the fickleness of people, that the fact that you cannot trust the arms of flesh, the fact that flesh will fail you. Who is God ministering to tonight? We put more stock into flesh than we do to the God who never fails, never breaks a promise, never goes back on his word, never comes short of his word. He always delivers, always shows up, always 100%. And we trust more flesh than we do the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. And it is time for us to shift our focus, to shift the narrative, and to let the enemy know you have tried it for the last time. This is the day that I drop it. I am dropping all of the anger. I'm dropping all of the feuds. I'm dropping all of the animosity. I am dropping all of the hostility, all of the aggression that has conveniently, listen at this now, conveniently distracted me and always raises its head when I am just outside of completing a goal or just outside of walking into my increase. All of a sudden, boom, there it comes up again. Have you ever noticed that? How many of you have noticed those patterns? How many of you have noticed those patterns visible and present in your life that the moment you're on the cusp of doing something great, doing something that you have set out to do as a goal upon your list, all of a sudden, here comes something that, and sometimes it's a repeated and it's almost like a cycle that keeps itself going. It's the same thing, rebooting itself, coming back in maybe in a new form or in a new person, in a new space. But it's the same type of thing to trigger you into a distraction. But I declare and I decree unto you, the days of your being distracted are over. The days of your being thrown off course are over. There are people who are telling you it's over. People are telling you it's done. People are saying, well, you know, you got to look at things realistically. You look at things realistically. I am looking at things through the lens of faith. My faith is still strong. My faith is still intact. I still believe God. I'm still holding on to the promises of God. And you're not getting ready to be a distraction to me. So go on back over there in your reality. You go on back over there looking at things in reality and leave me to my faith. Because I promise you, by the time this thing finish moving, by the time the smoke clears, I'm going to be where my faith tells me I'm going to be. I'm not moving in limitation. I'm not moving, praise the name of the Lord, in restrictions. I am moving in a space called faith. God told me. And anything that you are offering to me that is adverse to what I'm seeing in the spirit, I'm dropping it. I'm dropping it out of my mind. It's not gonna follow me. It's not gonna haunt me. It's not gonna chase me. It's not gonna rest upon me. It's not gonna burden me. I'm dropping it, and I am walking in the promises of God. I feel an anointing here. I feel the power of God here. I feel strength coming tonight. I feel the power of God really rising upon us tonight. And I want you to embrace this power tonight. I want you to embrace what God is saying tonight. Drop it if it doesn't matter. Drop it if it doesn't add to you. Drop it if it is not an asset. Drop it if it does not matter. And pick up what matters. Resume your journey on the path of things that matter most. That has to be our focus, our objective going into 2025. Things that matter most, things that are most important, things that are of the greatest of value to us. We cannot afford to miss the move of God. There is a move of God, hallelujah, that is coming our way. And we cannot afford to miss it. So we must refocus ourselves and realign ourselves and start looking toward what God has promised us. He will do just what he said he will do. No hesitation. No hesitation. Sisters and brothers, I want you to hear me tonight. The promises of God are what we need to be focused on. What did God promise you? You need to begin to legislate that. And if you have already written it, if you have already documented it, then you need to go and revisit it and remind yourself, refresh yourself, put yourself in remembrance of the promises of God, the prophetic words that he has shared. Remind yourself. Sometimes things can happen so much. I'm going to say this and I'm going to pray for us tonight. But sometimes things can happen so much in our lives, in our spaces. It can happen so much that it causes us to even forget prophetic utterances that we have heard, to forget what God spoke to us even in our time of prayer. It just slips our mind. Not intentionally, not purposely, but that is really the objective of a distraction, to cause you to be dislodged from what you've heard, to not remember, to forget, to abolish and to banish the hope of life from your mind, from your concept. And so that's what a distraction does. And in many cases, distractions have been successful in our lives, and we have found ourselves forgetting the promises. I often tell people, when you hear prophetic words, document them, legislate them, put them down so that you will get it, and make sure that you are ready to revisit that. Get back to it. Get back to the place, get back to the space where God spoke so that your spirit can be quickened, so that you can be refreshed and realigned and rejuvenated, so that you can be replenished. I believe that tonight that is what God is doing for so many of us. I believe that God is doing that for us on this line tonight. I believe that this is quickening your spirit. I believe that the Holy Ghost within you is coming alive and that you are being reminded and refreshed of the goodness of the Lord. The goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. God is good. God is good. He's great and he's worthy to be praised. We are coming into a very special time. It is the time to close a chapter and the time to begin a new chapter. A new phase, a new journey, a new course. We're beginning anew. And in that beginning, we must first drop the dead weight. Drop it. Don't take it with you. And I want to tell you something. It can't even matter who it is. It can't even matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it is taking from me. It does not matter if it is depleting me. Listen to me. It doesn't matter if it's killing me. If it's killing me, it must be eliminated. It must be dropped. I must put distance and space in between me and it, or me and them. It must be dropped. You're not worth the drama you're causing. You're not worth the confusion you're starting. You're not worth the sleepless nights you're causing in my life. You're not worth it. No space, no job, no relationship. Come on here now. Ain't none of it worth it. Not when I have so much to look forward to in my life. There's so much getting ready to happen for you. And I'm telling you, you need to focus. You need to focus and focus strong. You've got some more living to do, you've got some more creating to do. You've got some more building to do. You've got some more curating to do. You have got some more producing to do. Oh, you've got much to do. I want you to declare that with me tonight as a word of affirmation. I've got much to do. Come on. I want you to declare that with me tonight. I've got much to do. Yes. That's our affirmation tonight. That is our affirmation tonight. I've got much to do. Come on, conference line. Come on, Zoomers. I've got much to do. That's the word of the Lord. It's not over for you. It's not done. Your life is not concluding. It is continuing. You've got much to do. Sure, your steps may be shorter. Sure, your hair may be grayer, but you've still got much to do. And I don't want you to count yourself out worrying about things that don't matter. It does not matter what your age is, so I don't know why you're worrying about it. Amen. Because worrying about your age is not going to make you younger. It's not going to take you back in time. If you find a time machine, make sure you let me know about it too. Okay? But there is no time machine. We can't go back. We can only go forward. And you've got to understand that in your forward going, in your forward movement, you've got much to do. Yes, regardless of your gender, regardless of your nationality, regardless of your age bracket, you've got much to do. Regardless of your educational levels, you've got much to do. There's much to do. I feel the power of God on this tonight. I'm telling you, I feel it. I feel it so strongly. I want you to know that we're praying for you continuously, as we have been doing. We're praying for you, LaDonna Silvers, Martin Merced, Justin Mack, Mika Stubbs, Bernice Jones, Michelle Jennings, Benita Clark, Janet Durbin, Celeste Johnson, Evangelist Kimberly Tate, Jaina Thompson, Derek Dominic, Nyasha Cooper, Patricia Prelo, Rosalinda Archbold, Shanika Muniz, Stephanie Hunter, Mary Silvers, Shirima Abdullah, Verna Simmons, Diane Harge, Sandra Morris, Ruth Aileen, Kikamon Rockmore, Shelley Watson, Alana Lewis, Daima Cook, Denise Bryant Brooks, Redonia Johnson, Johnny Stafford, Donna Parker, and Daniel Lawrence. I want you to know that we are constantly praying for you. Have your name lifted before the Lord on a daily basis. So don't you worry, because we got this. We are in this together. I'm always praying with and for you. I have so appreciated your prayer partnership throughout this year. You have been tremendous prayer partners, and we have met on these Monday nights, and tonight will be no different. We are right here. And we are meeting, and we're going to meet next Monday. And I want you to know we're going to continue to pray even into 2025, because the Bible tells us that we ought to always pray and not faint. And we will see less people fainting when we see more people praying. I want you to take that and remember it. I want you to use it as often as possible. We will see less people fainting when we find more people praying. That's the bottom line. Prayer fixes the situation. Prayer changes people. Yes, it does. Prayer, the power of prayer cannot be denied. I'm looking so forward to praying with you tonight, and I want us to prepare our hearts and minds for prayer. Praying over our minds tonight. That's what we're doing. We're praying over our minds tonight that the Lord really gives us strong minds, the mind of Christ. May the mind of Christ be in us. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. I thank you for your goodness and your mercy toward us. I thank you for how you have favored us. And I thank you for how you have shined your blessings upon us. Father, your blessings shine upon our lives like sunbeams coming down from the sun itself. You have blessed us. Only you could have blessed us the way you have. And Father, we give you so much praise. We offer to you all honor, all glory. We don't even share it. We don't split it. We don't give it to different ones. No, all praise, honor, glory, and worship goes to your majesty. You are the King of all kings. You're the watchman. You're the bishop of our souls. We praise your holy name. You're the yoke destroyer. You are the burden bearer. You're the heavy load sharer. You are the one who lifts us when we are heavy, when we are down, when we are downtrodden, when we are beaten, when we are bruised, when we are battered, when we feel broken. You are the lifter. You are the one that holds us up. When we don't have the strength to hold ourselves up, you are the one who confounds confusion. You are the one who brings clarity to blurriedness and to cloudiness. You bring clarity. Thank you for so much accuracy that you give to us who are your people, those of us who are your children, loyal and faithful to your name and to your word and to your presence. Father, I pray tonight that you Look upon our minds, our minds, our minds, our minds. So much is going on in the land. So much is transpiring, not only in the land around us, but even in the land underneath us. So much going on underneath our roofs. So much going on within our family structures. So much going on within our places of employment and business. So much going on. But Father, when we don't have the answer, you intervene. You step in and you make the way in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let your will be done. God, we don't want to move in our flesh. We don't want to make decisions and choices in our flesh. Our flesh is filled with faultiness. Our flesh is filled with failure possibilities and failure potentials. But Father, if you would give us your mind tonight, put the mind of the Spirit down within us. Break down every idea of the flesh, every carnality in the flesh, even every segment of humanity that exists in our flesh that causes us to lash out and be angry and be aggressive. Father, I pray that you put the mind of your Son Jesus down in us. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for our minds tonight. That we follow peace, as your word said, with all men. I thank you that God, you put down within us a wisdom. Mandio Shaba, let a wisdom be in our minds tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, give us what to say. Give us how to say. Give us how to answer. Give us how to answer complex issues and complex matters. Father, give us the wisdom of the sages. Father, help us to walk in truth. Help us to walk in knowledge, the knowledge that only you can provide and give to us. Help us, oh God, help us that as our minds would seek to be broken, as our minds would seek to be disrupted, as our minds would seek even to be distracted, my God, realign us. Put up those safeguards to keep our mind from slipping in dangerous spaces. Give us, oh God, to forgive each other, to value each other, to love each other. In the name of the Lord Jesus, teach us what your word said, that a soft answer turneth away wrath. Hayaramosikanda, yemashariandosa. In the name of the Lord Jesus, give us wisdom that even though a harsh answer might seem appropriate, even though a harsh answer might seem justifiable, show us that a soft answer will turn away wrath. Give us the wisdom of the proverbian writer. Give us the wisdom to orchestrate, to maneuver. Give us the wisdom. Father, help us to mend. My God, instead of tearing, help us to mend. Help us to drop matters and situations that do not matter. Help us, oh God, help us, help our minds to regain focus. Show us the way. Show us who you are. Show us what you're capable of. Show us signs, miracles, and wonders. Let them break out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Help us to know that even though the weapons and the fiery darts are being aimed and tossed in our direction, that those weapons are ineffective when they come into our circumference because you have given us, oh God, immunity. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So it does not matter. The weapon doesn't matter. Though it be formed, it does not matter because it cannot prosper. Your hand and your word is over our lives. Thank you for strength. Thank you for raising us up from our beds of affliction and from our beds and from our moments of disparity. Thank you for giving us a refreshing, yes, God, in our soul tonight. Thank you for lifting our spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you a thank you tonight. We honor you, we honor you, we honor you. You are worthy. You are worthy of the praise, of the glory, and of the honor. Have your way in our lives in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Silence and muzzle the voice of the enemy. Muzzle the voice, my God, of the contrary wind. Muzzle it in the name of the Lord. Let it not be a distraction. We render the contrary wind helpless. We bring it down to its knees. We bend it to submission. We declare that we are the victors, not the victims. We thank you that you are lifting us. Yes, you are repositioning us. And we give you glory tonight. We honor your name. Thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you for what you're doing for our minds, renewing and you are re-strengthening. You're bringing us into another place in you. And we shall not be lost in this hour, but we shall have the clarity to find our way, to find our way into where you want us to be. And we say, yes, Lord. And we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise. You alone are worthy. You alone are holy. You alone are awesome. You alone are magnificent. There's none greater than you. And so we praise you and you only. We give you glory and you only. We say, yes, Lord, let your glory shine upon every function for every family that is represented on this line. Every gathering this week, let the gathering be filled with your love. Let the gathering be filled with peaceable words. Let the gathering be filled with forgiveness. Let the gathering be filled with reconciliation. Let the gathering be filled with restoration. We thank you now. We thank you now. Fix our mouths. Fix the mouths of the proud. Fix the mouths of the proud to offer apologies where needed and required. We thank you tonight. We give you glory that there will be peace in the home, peace on earth. Yes. Peace in our bloodline. Peace, peace, P-E-A-C-E. We declare the peace of God in the name of Jesus, a peace that surpasses understanding. Let it fill our hearts and our minds. We give you praise tonight. Glory and honor is always yours. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, and amen. I want everybody on this line to praise the Lord tonight. Praise him. Hallelujah. If you're on the conference line, lift it up, lift it up. Those of you on the Zoom platform, lift up that praise. We're in agreement tonight. We have come into agreement tonight. We have rendered our flesh helpless, and we have come into agreement in the spirit. We are believing God for blessings. We're believing God for great success. We are believing God, hallelujah, for openings. We want the openings of the spirit to occur. We thank God tonight. We thank him tonight. We honor him tonight. We bless him tonight. He's worthy. Hallelujah, of all of the glory and all of the praise. We bless the Lord tonight. Wow. What an amazing night for our prophetic prayer partnership. Something happened tonight in the spirit. Something broke for us. Something broke open for us. Strength has come. Strength has come. I want many of you who have submitted your prayer request to know strength has come. Don't be distracted by the negativity that you miss the opportunity of the positivity. God is doing something fresh, something brand new, and he's got you on his mind. This is the will of God concerning you. Let us rejoice in it. And let us be made glad. I am so, 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 so honored that you joined me tonight. And I am grateful for you. I'm asking the Lord to continue to keep you. Have a Merry Christmas, you and your families. Enjoy the time spent with each other. And let nothing bring disruption or distraction to your peace. Until next Monday, the Lord bless you.